Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite sex resources, and then have a short conversation about it. For in-depth conversations about sex, tune in to our Friday episodes, but for thrilling quickies, we bring you Just the Tip each Wednesday. You can find a complete podcast archive over at PleasureMechanics.com, where you can also be in touch with us to submit a question for a podcast, suggest a topic, or share what's going on with you. We always love hearing from you. On this week's podcast, I'm going to be sharing an excerpt from Sensuous Magic, A Guide to SM for Adventurous Couples by Patrick Califia. Patrick Califia is one of the best-known authors of BDSM erotica, has been a teacher in the scene for many, many years. He has a private therapy practice in San Francisco and is the author of several really insightful, brilliant books. You can get this book for free as an audiobook by going to audibletrial.com/pleasure. That's audibletrial.com/pleasure, and signing up for a free month trial membership with Audible, which is an awesome service. We listen to Audible books all the time. And you can select this book as your free book with your trial membership. You can cancel anytime, never pay a dime, and keep the book for free, or continue on as a monthly member. All right, so this book is all about BDSM. It's a really beautiful book about kinky sex. And the passage I'm going to share with you is about communication. And so here Patrick Califia is talking specifically about communicating about BDSM and kinky sex. But what I love about it is I think the conversation is applicable to all couples talking about sex in any way, and really communication in general. I think it's a really insightful piece about erotic communication. So here it goes. The communication cycle. Communication is a cyclical process that has five parts. First, you must get the attention of the person you would like to receive the information. Second, you must send them a clear message. Third, they should acknowledge receiving that message. A good way to do this is to paraphrase, restate, or summarize what they heard. Fourth, they send a response. And fifth, you acknowledge that response. This seems like a very simple process. But sex is such a charged arena that we often let anxiety, shame, defensiveness, anger, or ignorance interfere with what should be a straightforward exchange. When a conversation about sex goes astray, it's often helpful to pinpoint where the communication cycle broke down. For example, many of us have trouble simply alerting our partner that we'd like to talk about sex. It can be especially difficult for women to be assertive about this. Sulking and expecting your partner to notice that something is wrong is not a good way to begin. By the time he or she notices that something is amiss and says, "What's the matter?" both of you will be resentful. The conversation will be colored by anger instead of a spirit of adventure. Blurting out, "I have to talk to you about something very important," when the two of you need to be at a business dinner in 15 minutes is also not a good idea. You won't really have time to talk, and waiting to find out what's so important can put your partner in a less than receptive mood. Pick a time when neither of you is under a lot of pressure. Tell your partner how strong your affection is and how much you enjoy them in bed. Then say you have some ideas that you think would make sex even more spicy. The second part of the cycle, sending a clear message, can be challenging. You may only have a vague idea of what you'd like to try. You know it's important to investigate this area of your sexuality, but you don't have enough information to be specific. In this case, it's sometimes helpful to share a book, magazine, or videotape that you find arousing with your partner to give them a clearer idea of what you want. If you're embarrassed about speaking frankly or approaching forbidden topics, it's important to say that so your partner knows you are feeling vulnerable. Hopefully, he or she will then give you some badly needed reassurance. The third phase of the communication cycle is very important. This is when the other party lets you know whether or not they are ready to hear what you have to say and to respond in a welcoming, supportive fashion. If your partner is highly disapproving, misunderstands you, or ignores the urgency of your message, the relationship is out of balance and needs some help. Sometimes a counselor can make it easy for couples to discuss volatile issues. Paraphrasing is an extremely useful tool for clarifying sexual communication. We tend to personalize anything that a bedmate tells us about the things we do to please him or her. You may hear criticism or a complaint when your lover simply meant to enhance the private time you spend together, not demean it. In that case, it's important to ask, are you telling me that you've been dissatisfied with our lovemaking and you think I am not a good lover? Then your partner can respond to your insecurity and help you listen to the actual content of their message. It's also easy to go global and exaggerate what you are hearing. You may believe that your partner is demanding a 24-hour-a-day master-slave relationship in which she gets to live in the dungeon at the end of a chain. In fact, she's probably asking for a much more limited exploration of bondage or submission. So it's helpful to ask, are you telling me that you want to be my slave every minute of the day, or are you just asking me to try tying you up one evening so we can see if we like it? If you're not sure about how you feel about something, it's always a good idea to ask a question. Don't jump to conclusions. You may be very uninformed about BDSM. Stereotypes abound, and popular wisdom is often frankly wrong when it comes to sexual variation. Let your partner educate you or get all the facts from another reliable source. Remember, you're talking to someone you love and respect. If you care about their happiness, it's vital for you to accept and understand what they have to say. When it comes time to send a response, the fourth step in a good communication, it's important to include your feelings as well as your thoughts. It's also important to respect the trust that has been placed in you. You may or may not wish to accept the invitation you've been given, but you should always thank your partner for being willing to tell you a piece of their inner truth. For example, I'm a little intimidated, but I might be willing to play around with some of this stuff if I can get some more information. Is a more constructive response than, do you have any idea how you got this way? I read somewhere that masochism is caused by being severely abused as a child. Your partner would rather simply be told no than have you label him or her as sick, defective, or less than. In fact, whenever you can avoid labeling other people during a discussion like this, things will proceed more smoothly. It's much easier to hear someone say, I already feel a lot of pressure to perform, so I don't know if I can do this with you, than it is to hear, you're so demanding, you're just never satisfied, in fact, you're insatiable. I statements also facilitate sexual communication between a couple. To say, I guess most women would like a chance to turn the table and dominate a guy in bed, will touch off a pointless, abstract discussion. It's more of a risk to say, I would like you to dominate me, but it keeps the focus on what the two of you are or are not going to do with each other. The fifth part of the communication cycle, in which a person who sent the first message gets to assume a more passive role and acknowledge your response, either closes off the conversation or triggers a new cycle. At that time, he or she can indicate whether there's more to talk about. Sometimes people feel overexposed and frightened after making a revelation about their fantasies, and they try to stop the discussion prematurely. If you think your partner is trying to do this, say, I think this is important. We can stop talking about it for now if you feel overloaded, but I'd like to set aside some time for us to continue. When do you think we can talk again? Okay, so there's so much more in this book about communication and negotiation, as well as a lot of other facets of BDSM play. And it is a great book to refer to because Patrick Kalifia has a very wise and understanding perspective on BDSM, but also isn't afraid to talk about the pleasures and the grit and the excitement of kinky play as well. So it's a really balanced perspective. My challenge for you this week is to really pay attention to your communication with your partner and see what stage of the communication process, which of the five stages that we just described, is where you often struggle with your partner or where communication breaks down. And how do you pay attention to your erotic communication and your communication in general to move towards a happier, more balanced, and yes, sexier relationship? If you have any questions about erotic communication, you can always be in touch with us over at pleasuremechanics.com. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, you can get this book, Sensuous Magic, A Guide to SM for Adventurous Couples, or any other of many sexy books, erotica compilations, sex how-to books, kinky books, all sorts of sexy books over at Audible. And get your free book at audibletrial.com/pleasure. That's audibletrial.com/pleasure. You can get your free book with your free trial membership, and in doing so, you are supporting this podcast and allowing us to do what we do week after week, bringing you two podcasts a week from our two-woman team here at PleasureMechanics.com. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back on Friday. We have a very special guest interview this week. Don't miss that. And we are always here for you. Come on over to PleasureMechanics.com with any of your questions. I'm Chris, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.